This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back in. 9:18. Happy Tuesday morning to you. We've reached my favorite time of the week. You guys ready? You ready to empty a sack together?
This is your favorite time of the week.
I love the mail sack, dude. I love it. Yeah. Listeners ask good questions. It gives us an opportunity to talk about things that aren't normally on our ship. It's almost like they get to steer the ship. You get to dictate what we talk about. It's the one time a week where we allow the listeners to be the captain.
Well, yes and no. Like, they do, but you choose which ones.
I write them all down. I get to as many of them as I possibly can. Here, how about this? Yeah. I promise. Leftovers from last week.
Okay.
Mail sack question. If both starting pitchers are pitching a perfect game after 9 innings, should we go to extra innings or should it end in a tie?
No, extra innings.
You go to extra innings.
Can you imagine losing on one hit? When the other, you're both perfect through nine.
Wasn't there a famous story from a pitcher back in the day that had like a no-hitter going into like the 14th inning and then gave up a home run, or maybe it was a shutout?
Devastating. Did they end up losing?
That's the way it used to go. Like, dude, back in the day, like Juan Marichal versus Sandy Koufax used to have shutouts going into the 16th inning.
Yeah.
And their arms were fine.
John Smoltz had a thing recently. I know people hate John Smoltz for some odd reason. Maybe he's not kept up with the sport, whatever it is. He basically was blaming velocity. He said, you know,
the push for extra velocity, like, is killing arms. Yeah.
What happened to having a diverse pitching repertoire?
What happened to the art of pitching?
There's no Greg Maddoxes anymore.
Oh, throwing God, 87 dude. Miles an hour, but painting the corners with a two-seamer that moves 6 inches?
Like, re-remembering Greg Maddox through, like, a two-hit game, full, you know, 9 innings on 76 pitches or whatever.
Change up, two-seamer slider, change up. Like, it just
bring it back.
Yeah, I agree. That's a fuddy-duddy take. That is a 100% right fuddy-duddy take.
There's got to be some answer to this Tommy John problem.
It's just we're pushing for more velocity. Yeah. You want to throw 103. How about this? A female sack from last week we didn't get to. Do you fellas remember the movie Last Action Hero?
Ooh,
I don't remember that one.
Vaguely.
Hold on.
Basically, it's the kid that goes to the movie and the movie comes to life.
Oh, with Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew Schwarzenegger was
I do
it.
Vaguely remember this movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but the question is, what would be your movie or show that you would want to have that be turning
into real life?
You're watching the show or you're watching the movie. They suggested Boogie Nights or Jurassic Park.
Oh, dude, I don't want to live in Jurassic Park.
I want nothing to do with Jurassic
Park.
This is
easy. Ocean's 11. Let me pull off a giant
heist. That's
so
pretty good.
We're in the movie part.
You're in the movie. Yeah. Like, it becomes real life, and you're in the movie.
I mean, I want to be a Jedi, dude. I
want to go Star Wars.
Star Wars,
Star
man.
Wars is where you go.
I want to lift stuff with my hand.
That's pretty cool. Star Wars would be badass. I'd probably go Indiana. Like, if you let me be Indiana Jones. That's what I would choose. Finding some cool historical artifact, beating up a Nazi, all about it. I would choose Indiana Jones.
That's pretty badass. Yeah.
That's a good question. I like that question.
I'll be honest. Like, why would you ever want to be in Jurassic Park?
No.
No, nothing to do with Jurassic Park.
Do you think your personality...
Unless I'm one of the dinosaurs. I'm the Velociraptor, okay.
Yeah, can I be the T-Rex in that scenario? Am I running around eating people?
Is your personality type the type that in that scenario you know you're getting eaten? Because I'm definitely getting eaten.
I'm getting eaten.
I have dreams about it.
I'd stand no chance to survive dinosaurs.
Well, you know, there's like random guys.
I'm plump. I got a lot of good meat on me. Yeah. I'm slow. I am prime for the picking, dude.
You're Nedry. You're yes. You're Newman from.
Yes.
Yeah. You got the spinning dinosaur eating you.
Mel Sack, when you guys book guests, do some of them ever try and strong arm you into getting paid to come on? And are you willing to drop any names?
Yeah, I'll give you two names right now. I love this question because this will happen every few years. I book a lot of the guests. I try hard. I aim high. I, you know, high swing rate here. We're striking out a lot. We're probably batting 230. But I think we've got some good guests in our Rolodex now, but it's hard to get NFL guests. Here's my two names. One NFL guest we tried on either when we were a night show or we just got moved to noon to three. Larry Fitzgerald's dad is a longtime writer in Minneapolis. That's why he is famously a ball boy for the Vikings back in the day. And I saw his name in the NFL Rolodex that we have access to. So I text him. I said, hey, Larry, longtime fan of your kid. I know you do great work in Minnesota. We'd love to have you on and talk Viking football. And he responded with, it's going to cost this X amount if you want me on your radio show. And I said, have a great day. Thank you. And the other one was Jeff Passan years ago used to write for Yahoo.
Yes, he did.
And I reached out because I thought he was a great writer. We were doing a baseball segment, and I reached out and I said, hey, Jeff, big fan, love your work. We'd love to have you on. And he said, hey, man, appreciate the support. Would love to hop on, but it's going to cost, I think he said $50.
$50 for a hit, yeah.
And I just remember going instantly like, dude, I make minimum wage in sports radio in Portland.
We don't have that cash
Thanks.
Laying around.
I cannot do that. Keep up the great work.
And it ain't 1997 anymore, baby.
There's a CBS sports guy that covers the NFL draft for CBSSports.com, a name that like I could throw at you, and some of you will know it, and most of you won't. He asks for $10, and I'm just like...
What's the point of that?
What is the point of that?
That's a Venmo transaction at that point.
He basically said, if you Venmo me $10, I'll hop on your show, and I'm just like, have a great day.
Yeah, it's...
I'd pay for a guest. If I had the resources to do it, we could get other guests.
We have had guests on The Fan who have been paid in the past. Like, that's a thing that happens.
There are guests that get paid.
Not for our show.
Never our show.
Mail Sack, I just paid $500 for a ticket to Green Bay at Arizona in October, and it's not even great seats, corner of the end zone. Mm. How much would you be willing to pay to see your team at an away game? Depends on the game.
Well,
depends
crappy on the seats.
Game. If it's a regular season game.
Like if I were a Duck fan who didn't work in media and was not working on Saturdays, the Penn State game would absolutely be one.
And how crappy a seat are you willing to take for it?
How much is the airfare going to cost me?
Well, to fly and you got to drive there because you can't fly right to the stadium.
Not an easy one to do.
That's going
to
be expensive.
I'd probably,
We should ask Duck fans when that week happens.
How much
are you spending for this trip? Be honest. I'm not a big spender on this category. I told the wife, I'm so glad that we got to go to this game. The weather was perfect in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
And I went into it with no stakes. I was like, we're up 9-0. Cool. Then they outscored us 30-0. And I was like, I don't care.
Doesn't
I'm not emotionally
matter.
Torn by this at all.
It's a preseason game. $2,000 would be my cap, probably. Yeah. Just because you got a hotel. That's for everything, not for the ticket. So I don't know how much of the ticket would be a part of that. But I imagine that's an expensive ticket to get.
I would have been willing to spend that amount. And I would have been scared because I don't want to spend that amount and watch my team lose.
That's the disaster when you travel to watch your team play.
That game when Kaepernick went into Lambeau with sleeveless.
Ran all over him.
And just ate him alive. Yeah. I would have paid $2,000 to watch that live. That would have been amazing. I would have gotten Lambeau off the bucket list. Snow game. Playoff.
Yeah, I want to go to a game.
And
Lambeau
my team
so
won. Like, that was the perfect scenario.
Trifecta right there. As somebody who's traveled to many of Oregon game over the years, big games, there is not many feelings worse in life than sitting at the airport in the aftermath of a devastating and heartbreaking loss when the fan bases are converging and flying back to their respective locations.
Terrible.
And people are laughing and celebrating on the other side, and you're in the terminal that's going back to Eugene or Portland or back to the Northwest, and it's just a bunch of sad people together.
I don't want to derail the mail sack for what the segment is, but I could throw at the listeners the same question reversed. What's the most money you've spent to see your team lose?
Yeah. Swag, what's the most willing to spend to go to? What game would it be to see a road game?
Game 7 Dodgers.
Has to be baseball, right? Because you're a Chargers fan, but that's new.
But
right?
You didn't go to a World Series game. I still don't get it. You've never been to a Dodger home game. I don't understand it.
That's wild. It's bananas.
2 hours to fly there.
Hell, you could drive to L.A. if you want to.
I've been to a Dodger playoff game. You haven't.
Yeah, you have.
I was a Dodger fan for about a week.
You were. I made a lot of fun of you for that. And that, I was
I got wrapped up in the L.A. thing.
You did. You became a Dodger guy for a moment. I'm like, dude, you have a team in the National League.
I know. We were terrible. We were tanking at that point. I had street meet after the game. It was great.
Your team's playing them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would be like round trip, like total cost somewhere of $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah. See, I disagree because you don't do it. Ooh. You could have done this. You don't do it.
They go back to the World Series this year. Swag gonna go?
No, because he's going to Italy.
That's right.
He's got a big ass trip coming.
He's saving up for Italy. Road game in Italy. Maybe the Dodgers will be there next year.
He's going on a pirate cruise.
That's pretty badass.
Like a sailboat.
That's cool.
Army.
Mail sack question. Depending on the final results of the John Gruden case, do you think the head coach Gruden still has skills for coaching either in college football or back in the NFL? We haven't talked about that yet today. Did you see the update?
Yeah,
on
he won the Supreme Court ruling.
They're going to take it to the Goodell's going to take it to the Supreme Court.
Court.
He won in the Nevada Supreme Court, which I mean, look. What he said and did in those emails, nobody will defend it or excuse it. He absolutely got railroaded. Like, he has a case here.
He wasn't a part
they
of it.
They leaked the emails to fire him to get out of his contract.
It's a weird story because, like, nobody, well, some people do. I don't, like, condone that kind of rhetoric.
Sure.
But also, like, we can't all be, I don't know, man. It's weird because I sound like I'm defending it, but, like, it's something leaked in your worst
moment.
Well,
no, this is about the court case is about process.
Yes.
Yeah. Due process, not about he said it or didn't say it or
no,
whatever.
He's not defending that. He's saying that he got railroaded out of the due process
of
being
fired.
Well,
he was forced to go to arbitration with Goodell being the arbitrator, even though he was no longer an employee of the NFL.
Right.
Now,
right.
He is going to get a coaching gig. We've already named the colleges yesterday on the program. I think an Arkansas is going to call
his number
in a second.
Yeah.
What RV does Roger Goodell buy Clarence Thomas to ruin his favor?
One with a hot
or
tub
whose
in it?
Debt does he pay off?
Somebody's
to
paying
ruin
off somebody.
Well, you need a new house over there? Need a new lake house over there?
It's like unbelievably corrupt. We got some more sack. I told you double sack today.
We usually double sack it.
We
got
to
like
double
this.
I love the double sack. That was leftovers from last week. We haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg for this week yet, dude.
Okay.
We got a lot still to go. More sack on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back in.
Recruiting trash talk between USC and Oregon.
9:35.
That's fun.
I mean, they're the most overrated team in the country. Do you know their national championship is now drinking age?
The one that counts or the one that got taken away?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's the one that got taken away.
Oh.
Fair point. We might have to go a little bit further back in the history books there. Let's continue on the sack. Mail sack. Which celebrity would you pick to play you in a movie about the fan? And who would the other fan talent be played by?
Well, based on a kind older lady from the Gladstone DMV, I'm going to take John Travolta.
That's right, John Travolta.
John Travolta?
Yes.
Yeah, I told that Friday. I went to the DMV because I needed a real ID for my flight.
Yes, you have to have a real ID now.
Ended up not getting in that day. It takes a week. Didn't read that part, so I had to take a passport for my flight.
It's a good thing you had a passport. What if you didn't have a passport?
Well, I know.
You would have been screwed.
Birth certificate, I think, works.
Okay.
But the lady taking my photo for my new real ID just like randomly stopped and was just like asking if I'd been in recently. And I said, no. She goes, God, you look just like John Travolta.
You look like John Travolta.
John Travolta. I've never heard that. I mean,
you take it. You take it and you run with it.
Well, I'm hoping it's the, you know, Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night
yeah, you
Fever.
Want that Fever, version of John Travolta.
You know, yeah. I want that John Travolta.
Mine would be pretty easy. It's probably the kid from The Sopranos. I've been confused and thought of as him in public on multiple occasions.
I'm trying to think of a more realistic one for me because Travolta's old.
Well, I think his name was, what was his name in the show?
Anthony.
Anthony. Was that what it was?
Isn't he just a junior?
Was he Anthony Jr.?
Yeah,
I couldn't remember. It's been a while since I've seen The Sopranos. I was in a Dairy Queen one time in Eugene, and somebody legitimately thought that I was that kid. And he kept, like, calling the kid's name, and I'm like, are you talking? Like, there was nobody else in there, and I turned around. And at the time, I had never seen The Sopranos, so I didn't know what the kid looked like, and then I Googled him, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay,
well, you want to go somebody that's attractive, but you can't go over the top. Like, I would want Powell, Glenn Powell, right? Like, if you're going to have somebody portray you.
You got to be realistic.
But
though, you
got to be realistic with yourself.
You got to be realistic. Got to be somebody that can fit the profile.
Maybe like an uglier, like makeup-wise version of Jake Gyllenhaal. So like I'm a little more attractive, but they've made Jake Gyllenhaal uglier be me.
Okay, all right.
Could you think of somebody else?
No, I can't. Swagger, would you choose?
Michael B. Jordan?
There you go. Now you're onto something. That fits the profile.
Ryan Gosling.
That's what I was going to say. It was the next name out of my mouth right there.
Ashton Kutcher. Bring him back. Has he been canceled?
I don't know.
His best friend's in prison for
defending
rape.
Defending a rapist should have been cancelable, but, you know.
Writing a support letter to a rapist their own. Is pretty crazy.
Used to be a serious thing.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
I think you're too skinny now to be Vince Vaughn.
Oh, too short to be Vince Vaughn.
He's
too.
A tall guy. He's like a burly guy. Yeah, you know, he's a large and in charge guy.
Skinny Jon Favreau. When he's skinny.
Jon Favreau.
Old school Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
Old school skinny Jon Favreau.
That's a pretty good one.
Let's see here. Mail sack. With baseball and tennis going to shot clocks and a quicker game, I wonder if golf going to golf carts for a tournament would help speed up the game. No, you're not going to go to golf carts. You
golf
need a clock.
Going to a shot clock and enforcing the time thing, that would help golf more than anything.
Yeah. They need a shot clock desperately, and you need to start stroking, guys. Don't pull that. It's a penalty. Stroking penalty.
Yeah.
You get the point.
stroke, guys.
Mail sack question, playing Forest Hills on Saturday. Shout out Northwest Golf Guys.
There you go.
I love our friends at the Northwest Golf Guys.
They're great.
With our friends at Persimmon yesterday. I saw that.
They'll be out there doing the golf show live Saturday from Forest Hills.
Well, they're having a tournament there. And tips, tricks, anything I should know about the course? And going low, walkable or recommend riding? They want the Forest Hills tips from Jason Swigard.
It's very walkable, especially the only time when it's hot. Like I wouldn't recommend walking it. It will be there is you know it is rolling hills.
Oh, man,
so
up and walk.
You're
get
doing that, but you can walk.
Walk that course on a 97 degree day.
Most of the greens,
walking's better than riding. I
most
can't
of the
ride
greens
will, unless it's a place you
can't will slope back to front. So it's you have to be under the hole. If you're above the hole. Good luck two putting, especially because they will have them.
They'll be going quick on Saturday.
12 and a half tournament
players
on the
want to be under the hole. Yeah.
Mel Sack is a prominent Duck fan and somebody who has rooted against the SEC religiously. I have to say that after finishing Any Given Saturday on Netflix, I don't hate the SEC as much as I used to.
Maybe you
and
like
will
it.
Catch myself rooting for some teams depending on the matchup. My question, if you guys watched it, does it mean more down there? Yes, it means more.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have watched it.
It's like it's a religion. It's like the, we make fun of A&M.
There's a jealousy factor for me, man. Like I love making fun of them when they lose. The SEC propaganda is nauseating. There's also I suffer from severe jealousy of the passion, the games, like the pack stands, 24/7, 365. Everybody lives and breathes college football down there. And as it being my favorite sport, I wish we lived in the part of the country that lived in that world.
Do you think we get there eventually?
I mean, no, I don't think we ever will. It will never be the same.
So like 20 years in the Big Ten, you don't think Duck fan?
It's also different now because of the realignment stuff. Like we're not in the same conference anymore. We're not Washington State and Oregon State and Oregon and Washington. Like we always used to be together. Now we're in separate conferences. So it's different. That would be like, you know, Alabama Auburn being in different conferences. Yeah. Auburn's in the ACC now. Like what? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So I don't think it's ingrained in their DNA, dude. They're raised that way. And it's one of the reasons I do think that West Coast football didn't thrive the way that it has in other parts of the country is that we're just not that way, dude. They're not that way in Arizona. Arizona State doesn't get good support. Arizona doesn't get good support. Nobody gives a crap about UCLA. USC has to win 11 games to pack their stadium. If they don't, the place is half full. Mm-hmm. Like, you have Utah's got good support. Oregon's historically had good support. Washington State and Oregon State have their ups and downs, but like, it isn't the same, and I don't think it ever will be.
I also defend our area this way too. Like, we don't have that, and that is nice to have. They literally have nothing else to do.
It's a healthier lifestyle for us, no doubt about it.
It's just like, what do you do in Alabama for fun? Yes.
Nothing.
You call Paul Feinbaum. That's what you
Paul! Portland Burger Week is upon us. Mail sack question. How many burgers could you toss down in a week?
Regular size? Or are we going sliders here?
Does not define. Sliders don't count. Sliders, that's
okay,
different.
Regular burger then. I ate... this isn't a good... Like, we were down. We had an In-N-Out near us. Mm-hmm. California In-N-Out is infinitely better than the Oregon In-N-Out.
So it's just slightly overrated and not extremely overrated?
No, the only thing overrated at In-N-Out is the fries. The fries are not good.
Did you order off the secret menu?
I didn't.
Did you get your monkey-style fries? You wacky dude, California!
I did do the double-double animal style for sure, and we ate three burgers in 2 days, which isn't that impressive.
No, it's not that much.
If I get a full week effort... I think I could get to, like, 16?
16 burgers in a week? That's a lot of burgers. I mean,
you could do it.
Yeah. I could do
it. If you made an effort.
I could do it.
Yeah, because some days I'd eat four. Other days I eat
four.
Three.
Burgers in a day?
Dude, I could easily do that.
Really?
We're talking big pub burgers, right?
I mean, it just says burger. Just how many burgers?
Standard burger.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't go big. You wouldn't go double patty. It has to be a small...
No, I'm thinking...
I think it's a normal pub burger.
A third-pound burger patty.
You don't have to open up like a python in order to bite it kind of burger. You know what I mean?
No. Don't let me fool you, dude. I got an inner fat in me, and like, I can unleash it if I need to.
Those medium pizzas
in a
up?
Week? I could do three a day.
People don't forget.
That's 21 in 7 days.
Yeah, I could do three a day.
You could do three burgers a day.
I tend to agree with that.
You wouldn't get tired after like 4 days of three burgers?
No way, dude.
No. If you bacon
cheeseburgers elite.
They are very
good. If you're changing up your condiments too and
doing
different cheeses, different, you know, sauces, barbecue sauce.
I follow up too, like if you're asking does it have to be a beef burger?
Yeah.
Can I do a salmon burger?
Could I do a salmon burger? Could I do a lamb burger?
It's not salmon
turkey
burger
week.
It's burger
It's just
week.
Burger week. It
yeah,
doesn't specify
on,
beef burger week.
Go to a pub bar and order a salmon burger. Yeah. That'll be your medium pizza.
I do half pork, half beef, one of those, like a sausage burger.
I mean, you guys are probably right. Maybe I'm downgrading how many burgers
See,
I can eat.
See, I thought
week.
I went too high by your reaction. Then he said three a day
is 21.
Do you eat them all in one sitting, or do you spread them out?
You space them.
No, you space them
out. So you do like two burgers for lunch and a burger for
dinner? You do a brunch burger. Yeah.
Brunch burger,
you
lunch
do a
burger.
A late afternoon burger.
Yeah, my brunch burger's got like a fried egg on it.
Oh, okay. Breakfast burgers are elite.
Mail sack question. Do you drink Portland tap water, or do you only use filtered bottled water at home? I'm tap water all day.
I grew up on tap water, drinking out of the hose. Yeah. There was never a better time to drink water in my life as a child than on a hot day out of the hose.
Tap water? The fridge has the filter in the fridge, like the water
filter.
My wife is weird this way. She will not drink tap water.
I think you kind of grow to a lifestyle of filter and you kind of grow out of it.
Fortunately,
the tap water.
For the most part, our water is among the best here in Portland.
So far.
I go filter. Checking your pipes. You got anything in your pipes? How are your pipes looking?
Pipes look good.
Okay. Good looking pipes.
I go filter.
I mean, I go filter too.
Everything I do is a filter.
Just because it's in the fridge and it's cold.
Yeah, my fridge water is way colder than the sink water.
Isn't it funny that I have a status symbol in my head of the, and I've never had one and I've always wanted it, of this being like a rich status symbol of the water and ice thing in the fridge. Like in the front of the fridge where you put the cup in and you fill up your water that way and then you get the little cubed ice right there, like in the door of the fridge.
Okay.
I've always viewed that as a status symbol and I've never had one. I've always wanted one.
Your fridge doesn't have like a, you just push it?
No, never had that fridge.
Really?
My entire life. I've always wanted one of those fridges, and I've never had that fridge.
We're on a real run at our house of having that fridge.
It's nice, isn't it? It's nice and cold. You get the ice right there.
It's
springs are rich, man.
I think of the scene in Curb when Larry goes to a dinner party, and the lady hosting tries to give them all tap water, and he's the only one willing to speak up and say, This is terrible.
Can we get some filtered water here?
And then when she leaves, everybody admits, yeah, it's terrible. It doesn't taste good.
Last one here. Mailsack, if your mother-in-law walked in on you and your wife, would you rather be A, dressed up as a UPS man in short shorts with a hole cut in the package?
What can Brown do for you?
What?
Or B,
expired.
Would you rather be handcuffed to the bed with your wife dressed as a cop? I think I go UPS guy.
UPS guy. For the sake of my wife, and it's her mother.
Yeah, it's your mother-in-law.
So it's your mother-in-law.
In. Your mother-in-law is walking in. How do you? Would you rather them see you when they walk in on accident?
Let me be in the more weird costume.
You got
or
a package?
Get up, then, yeah.
You signed for this package?
I don't think it's a weird costume thing. I think it's more of a like, dude, you're chained to the bed?
This is fragile, lady. Yeah.
Swag's getting freaky over
there.
I'll
tell you right now, my mother-in-law is having a basic panic attack, heart attack, if this she walks in on us.
Yeah.
It's, given her nature and her background.
If it's the UPS box, I'm assuming the box is on, if it's the UPS costume.
No, the box has got to be on.
The box has to be on.
Oh, no, this isn't this is JT.
There's a hole in, it says the UPS man in short shorts with a hole cut in the package.
How big is the box, dude? I can only, I don't think I can get through the box.
There's your mail sack.
I'll tell you right now, though, if my mother-in-law walks in and I have to choose one of these, I want it to be as awkward and uncomfortable as possible. You handcuff me to the bed.
You
want to
be on the bed in handcuffs?
I might even get weirder if I see her open the door.
The tough part is everybody could scream and run out and then they forget you're still chained to the bed. How long are you laying there for?
Also, I'm just hanging out.
Until somebody unlocks you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.